Assalamu alaikum, my dear listeners. Jazakallah for tuning in to tonight's bedtime reading. Tonight, we shall continue learning about our Prophet ﷺ's first journey as an employee of Khadija radiallahu anha. If you remember, the Prophet ﷺ was accompanied by Khadija radiallahu anha's trusted servant Maisara to the Roman city of Basra to engage in a business trip. So we shall continue with the chapter which was called An Extraordinary Man. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. It was not long before Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam took his place as Maisara in the lively marketplace of Basra and began trading Khadija Rudra's goods to happy Roman customers. The Eastern Roman men, unlike the Arabs, did not cover their heads with turbans, but left them bare. They dressed in long shirts and robes wrapped around their bodies. The wealthy women would cover their hair when outdoors and wore embroidered silk or linen stolas, which were like long dresses, and adorned them with colourful shawls. The silks and materials from Yemen that the Arabs had bought to trade were very popular in Basra. Being a loyal servant to Khadija radiallahu anha, Maisara regarded it his duty to keep an eye on Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that he might report back what he'd observed about the new employee. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was pleasant and dignified in his work. His customers found him to be generous and patient, cordially greeting everyone he met with a smile. Most merchants at the time would lie, exaggerate, and even cheat people just to make some extra money. However, Maisara noticed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam always kept his word and was honest and open in his dealings, while the other Arab merchants would swear oaths in the names of their idols. Maisara observed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam never did. Sometimes, in the early afternoon, they would take a break from the marketplace and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would rest under an old tree they had discovered just outside the plaza. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was napping one afternoon under the tree with Maisara resting nearby, when, all of a sudden, a voice exclaimed, "Good God, it cannot be!" Maisara turned around, his eyes wide with alarm. "What is it?" he asked, turning around to find a little old man with exceedingly long hair and an even lengthier beard peering over his shoulder. The man carried a walking stick and wore a dark brown, long, undecorated robe with only a silver cross across his neck. It was Nestor, the monk. Nestor drew a deep breath. "The man under the tree? What is his name?" he gasped. "Who is he?" He pointed a long bony finger at Maisara's companion in the distance. "He is Muhammad, son of Abdullah from the tribe of Quraysh, the most noble family in Mecca." "And tell me, boy, does he have red streaks in his eyes?" the hermit inquired. "Well, now that you ask, I have noticed a red trace in his eyes." "Yes," replied Maisara. "Hallelujah!" The monk's face brightened with joy as he grabbed Maisara and embraced him, laughing like a giddy youth. "Do you realise that none but the prophets have rested under that blessed tree over there? This is surely the future prophet foretold to us by the Holy One." Maisara could only nod in feigned agreement, and as he was not too sure what a prophet was. "He is a messenger of God, the last messenger. Remember that." Nestor held Maisara by his shoulders and looked him straight in the eye, wanting to convey the gravity of his revelation to him. Maisara gulped. He remembered the mysterious angelic clouds following them and knew they weren't figments of his imagination, as he had witnessed them throughout the journey. Hearing this news from Nestor convinced Maisara that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was no ordinary man. "Double the prophets, my lady," Maisara exclaimed. "Would you believe it? Muhammad has brought back double the usual income." His eyes were wide with glee as he finished counting the proceeds of the trip to Basra. Maisara reported the incredible things he had witnessed to Khadija radiallahu anha in vivid detail. The clouds that constantly shaded Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his unique manner in dealing with customers, his refusal to swear in the name of the idols, and the incident with the monk. Khadija radiallahu anha's mind buzzed with questions about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was it that was so special about this gentleman she had employed? Khadija radiallahu anha was compelled to call in at her cousin Waraka's house for an explanation, with Maisara trailing behind her. Waraka nodded slowly as he listened intently to Maisara's tale. Khadija, he said with sudden clarity and a teardrop in his eye, if what this boy is telling us is true, then Muhammad bin Abdullah will be the messenger of this nation. The seriousness in this deep, hoarse whisper turned into high-pitched excitement. He had always longed to be among the companions of the promised one. I knew that a messenger of God from among the Arabs was being awaited, he exclaimed eagerly. It seems he has already arrived. Subhanallah. Now we get to see how the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's greatness, his grandeur, is coming to light, even with the people that he has been spending some time with. So inshallah we will carry on how the union with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khadija and her, will take shape in next week's reading, inshallah. Just before we finish, again, a polite reminder that because it's the blessed night of Jum'ah, Thursday night, a request to all of us to try to recite the durood abundantly, inshallah. And also, in keeping with the tradition of reminding ourselves of reviving a sunnah of our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam into our life. Tonight's sunnah is narrated or taken from the Holy Quran, from Surah Al-Nisa, ayah number 80, which says, whomsoever has obeyed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has in reality obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the sunnah is, when dealing with people, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was never hard. Rather, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam preferred to be lenient. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam was extremely compassionate, tolerant, and merciful. And this hadith you can find in Mishkat, page 512, and also Beheshti Zebr, volume 8, page number 4 and 5. As always, it's been a great pleasure to do this reading tonight, inshallah. And I really hope you can join us again next week for next week's bedtime reading. Until then, assalamu alaikum.